Apple has, well, kind of, admitted that the Trashcan Mac Pro was a dumb design and lifted the curtain slightly on the next generation of pros. During Fireball.com's John Gruber was one of the handful of journalists that got to peek at it. The bad news is, it's due next year. On the plus side, it'll be more modular and accommodate high-end CPUs and GPUs and won't need to look like a dongle octopus. There'll also be an Apple-branded Pro display. For those that can't wait, Apple will also release a pro-level iMac yet this year, so maybe we can call that one semi-pro. In addition, the present Trashcan Mac Pros get a speed bump as an upgrade, and the price is right. The $29.99 entry-level model gets a 6-core processor, and the $39.99 model goes from 6 cores to 8. In a literally not cool item, the hot new Nintendo Switch is a little too hot when docked. BGR.com says with heavy play in the dock, they are physically warping. Apparently, there's a thread on Reddit talking about the issue, complete with pictures of the bent Switch units. For some early complainers, the company says they will either repair the unit or transfer all of its data to a new console and then ship it back. They've yet to publicly acknowledge the problem, though. In what's becoming a rather long line of stupid rebranding names, Verizon's Frankenstein mashup of Yahoo and AOL will be called Oath. Maybe the clown who came up with the name should be called Oaf. TechCrunch.com says the name was first acknowledged on Twitter yesterday. The company is modestly claiming they are launching one of the most disruptive brand companies in digital. Yeah, with a moniker like Oath, good luck with that. I'm Clark Reed.